Chapter 6. The Role of Community in Faith Development. Life's most persistent and urgent question is, what are you doing for others? Dr. Martin Luther King, Jr. Christian faith is not designed to be lived out in isolation. From early church to modern-day believers, the community has played a vital role in shaping, supporting, and strengthening individual faith. Community provides accountability, encouragement, and spiritual growth, helping believers navigate the ups and downs of their spiritual journey. In this chapter, we will explore the importance of faith communities, biblical models of community, and practical ways to build supportive networks within the church. I know there is strength in the differences between us. I know there is comfort where we overlap. Ani DeFranco, the importance of spiritual community. Faith communities are essential because they offer believers a sense of belonging, support, and shared purpose. When Christians gather, they can encourage one another, pray for one another, and hold each other accountable to living out their faith. As Proverbs 27 verse 17 says, "As iron sharpens iron, so one person sharpens another." Within a faith community, believers grow together and learn from one another, strengthening their walk with God. Love one another, building fellowship and community. This love is the foundation upon which Christian fellowship is built. John 13 verse 34 and 35. We don't heal in isolation, but in community. S. Kelly Harrell. Faith is often tested in times of hardship, and having a community to rely on is crucial. Whether facing personal struggles, doubts, or external challenges, the presence of a supportive community can provide comfort and guidance. In Nigeria, where extended family and communal living are cultural norms, the concept of community is deeply ingrained in both Christian practice and everyday life. Church communities often function as extended families, offering practical help and emotional support to their members. As we engage in loving and serving one another and contributing to the common good, we strengthen the body of Christ. 1 Corinthians 12 verse 12. Biblical models of faith communities. The Bible provides numerous examples of faith communities that help believers grow in their relationship with God. The early church, as described in the book of Acts, is perhaps the most notable example. Acts 2 verses 42 to 47 describes the early believers as a tight-knit community devoted to the apostles' teaching, fellowship, the breaking of bread, and prayer. They shared everything they had, supported one another, and grew together in their faith. In addition to the early church, the disciples themselves formed a small community under the leadership of Jesus. This group of 12 men walked with Jesus, learned from him, and supported one another in their faith. Jesus modeled what it means to build a spiritual community by living in close fellowship with his disciples, teaching them how to love, serve, and support one another. Above all, keep loving one another earnestly, since love covers a multitude of sins. Show hospitality to one another without grumbling. 1 Peter 4 verses 8 to 11. Case Study 1. The Nigerian Church Community, a Support System of Faith. In many Nigerian churches, the community functions as more than just a place of worship. It is a lifeline for members. One example of this is found in the practice of family fellowship, cell church, lunch hour fellowship, professional fellowship, home churches, among many other coinages. It is a platform where church members meet in smaller groups, often in homes, to pray, study the Bible, and support one another. These smaller communities provide a space for deeper relationships to form, where individuals can share their struggles, ask for prayer, and grow in their faith together. During times of crisis, such as illness or financial hardship, the church community often rallies around its members, providing both spiritual and material support. This sense of communal responsibility is deeply rooted in African cultural traditions, where the extended family system plays a significant role in daily life. The church takes on this role, ensuring that no one is left to face challenges alone. But woe to him who is alone when he falls, for he has no one to help him up. Again, if two lie down together, they will keep warm, but how can one be warm alone? Though one may be overpowered by another, two can withstand him, and a threefold cord is not quickly broken. Ecclesiastes 4 verses 9 to 12 and KJV. Case Study 2. The Global Church, Cross-Cultural Faith Networks. In a globalized world, faith communities extend beyond national borders. For example, many Nigerian Christians who have migrated to Europe or the Americas have found new church communities that serve as their spiritual families. These cross-cultural faith networks offer a sense of belonging in unfamiliar environments and provide a space for spiritual growth in new cultural contexts. One such example is the Redeemed Christian Church of God, RCCG, a Nigerian denomination with branches all over the world. Through its global network, RCCG has created a community that helps Nigerian immigrants stay connected to their faith and heritage, while also integrating into their new environments. This global church community allows for shared experiences, fostering spiritual growth across different cultures. Let us consider how to stir up one another to love and good works, not neglecting to meet together, as is the habit of some, but encouraging one another. Hebrews 10 verses 24 to 25. Practical tips for building a supportive faith network. Building a strong faith community requires intentional effort. Here are some practical ways to cultivate a supportive faith network. 1. Join a small group. Smaller groups within the church allow for deeper connections and more personalized spiritual growth. Whether through Bible study, prayer groups, or fellowship, smaller communities provide a safe space for believers to share their journey. 2. Serve together. Serving alongside others helps build bonds and creates a sense of shared purpose. Whether it's through outreach programs, missions, or local church initiatives, serving with others strengthens the community and reinforces spiritual growth. 3. Be vulnerable. Genuine community is built on openness and honesty. Being vulnerable to struggles and challenges allows others to offer support, encouragement, and prayer. This mutual sharing creates a deeper sense of belonging. 4. Stay connected. In today's busy world, staying connected with church members outside of Sunday services is crucial. Regular fellowship through phone calls, visits, or virtual meetings helps maintain relationships and ensures that spiritual growth continues throughout the week. 5. Pray for one another. Prayer is one of the most powerful ways to support each other in a faith community. Regularly praying for one another fosters spiritual unity and keeps the community focused on God's work. The role of home churches in faith development. In many parts of the world, including Africa, the concept of home churches has become a powerful model for building faith communities. Home churches, or small groups that meet in homes for worship, prayer, and Bible study, provide a more intimate setting for believers to grow spiritually and support one another. These gatherings often serve as the foundation for larger church communities, offering a space for personal connections and deeper fellowship. In Nigeria, where large congregations can sometimes feel overwhelming, home churches create an environment where believers can experience closer relationships with fellow Christians. These smaller groups encourage open discussions, personal accountability, and spiritual growth, making it easier for individuals to share their burdens and receive prayer support. In many ways, home churches mirror the early church in Acts, where believers met in homes, broke bread together, and devoted themselves to teaching and fellowship. Acts 2 verse 46. Home churches are particularly effective in regions where Christians may face persecution or where it is difficult to establish formal church buildings. In such contexts, meeting in homes allows for a more flexible and discreet form of worship, while still maintaining the sense of community that is essential for faith development. Practical tips for building a supportive faith network, including home churches. Join or start a home church. Home churches offer a smaller, more personal environment for spiritual growth. If your church has a home group ministry, consider joining one or even starting your own. These intimate gatherings provide an opportunity to build strong, meaningful relationships with fellow believers. Foster a welcoming atmosphere, whether in a traditional church setting or a home church, creating an environment where everyone feels welcome and comfortable sharing is key to building a supportive community. Be consistent in fellowship. Home churches thrive on regular meetings where members can share life together. Consistent fellowship builds trust and accountability, ensuring that no one's spiritual journey is neglected. Bible verses on community and faith development. Hebrews 10 verses 24 to 25. and let us consider how we may spur one another on toward love and good deeds, not giving up meeting together, as some are in the habit of doing, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day approaching. Acts 2 verse 42. They devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and to fellowship, to the breaking of bread and to prayer. Proverbs 27 verse 17. As iron sharpens iron, so one person sharpens another. Galatians 6 verse 2. Carry each other's burdens, and in this way, you will fulfill the law of Christ. Quotes on community and faith. The Bible knows nothing of solitary religion. John Wesley. A Christian fellowship lives and exists by the intercession of its members for one another, or it collapses. Dietrich Bonhoeffer. Community is where humility and glory touch. Henri Nguyen. Discussion questions. 1. How has your church community helped you grow in your faith? 2. What can you do to cultivate deeper connections within your church or faith community? 3. In what ways has your faith community provided support during difficult times? 4. How can you contribute to building a stronger faith network within your local or global church? 5. What lessons can we learn from biblical models of community, such as the early church? Further reading. Life Together by Dietrich Bonhoeffer. The Church and the Power of the Spirit by Jürgen Moltmann. Radical Community by John Stott. The Purpose-Driven Life by Rick Warren. Conclusion. The Christian faith is meant to be lived out in community. From the early church in Acts to modern-day believers, the support and encouragement of a faith community are essential for spiritual growth. Whether through local churches, small groups, or global networks, community provides a space for believers to grow together, serve one another, and strengthen their relationship with God. In many African contexts, particularly in Nigeria, the concept of community is deeply woven into the fabric of life, both within the church and beyond. These communities offer not only spiritual support, but also practical help, reminding us that we are not alone in our journey of faith. The global reach of the Christian church further highlights the importance of community, as believers from diverse backgrounds come together to support and encourage one another across cultures and nations. The Christian faith is deeply rooted in community, and both large congregations and home churches play crucial roles in faith development. Home churches, in particular, offer a more personal and intimate setting where believers can grow in their relationship with God and each other. Whether it's through small gatherings in homes or larger church settings, the focus remains the same: building a supportive network of believers who spur one another on in love and good works. In contexts like Nigeria, where community is a central aspect of life, home churches provide an accessible and powerful way to deepen faith. These smaller groups mirror the early church's approach to fellowship, allowing believers to experience the richness of spiritual growth in close-knit relationships. Together, whether in homes or in larger congregations, Christians are called to support, encourage, and strengthen one another as they walk the journey of faith. As we continue to walk in faith, let us prioritize building and nurturing our communities by investing in relationships, serving one another, and lifting each other up in prayer. We create a spiritual family that reflects the love and unity found in Christ. Together, we can grow in faith and live out the gospel in a world that desperately needs to see the power of Christian community.